Triple negative breast cancer is a form of breast cancer which affects about 15% of women with the malignancy, and it tends to have a poorer than average outcome because it's harder to treat. But research at the University of Chicago, where Marcia Rosner is professor of cancer research, is uncovering the secrets of why breast cancer spread, and it could have implications for women with triple negative disease.
Turns out that there's a natural group of proteins which are called metastasis suppressors that will enable these initial tumors to grow and to survive, but blocks them completely from moving out, from getting into blood vessels or lymph vessels, and from colonizing. So it stops the bad things. And if you were able to do that, if you were able to mimic it or to reactivate proteins that are normally in your body that do this, then in fact surgeons could cure you because they could just cut out the initial tumor.
So these aren't easily turned into drugs at the moment?
No, these are proteins. And we've been studying one of them. And what we found is that if one looks at patients that have very aggressive tumors, and we have focused on breast cancer, but this actually applies to almost any cancer that you look at, that this protein is either missing or it is converted in a way that actually makes the tumor worse.
Really?
Yes.
So it does the opposite?
Yes. This is a really unusual protein because it has two functions. Most proteins either have an activity that's on or off. It's like a light switch. This one...
It can turn on you.
It can turn on you. It has two switches. And we've been studying how that occurs.
It's like a lock and key mechanism.
It's a like lock and key.
So it changes the key.
Exactly. And in one case, it's a good key. So when it goes into the lock, it locks the door on cancer. In the other situation where this phosphate is on it, or in fact when it's gone, because it's a good guy, then it changes the locks or the key such that it now, you can think about it going into a different one and opening the lock. But the whole idea, what we're trying to do is to understand what it does so that we can mimic it by using drugs that we already have and asking whether they can do the same thing that this does. And in a way, we may have all the drugs we need for cancer right now. We just don't know how to use them in the right way.
You studied a form of breast cancer called triple negative, which has the poorest outcomes.
Right. Triple negative breast cancer, which approximately affects in general about 15 to 20% of women, is the most aggressive form, in part because we don't know how to treat it. It's called triple negative because a lot of the therapies that we use for known hormones, such as estrogen receptor, don't work on it because it doesn't have the receptor for estrogen. So if you block estrogen, it doesn't do anything. There's another therapy, Herceptin, and that targets a different receptor, which is called HER2. It's missing that, so that wouldn't work either. And it's also missing another receptor, progesterone. And again, there's nothing that we know to target. So it's aggressive, and we don't know how to treat it.
But it's not uniformly bad.
That's right. One thing one has to remember when one's talking about any kind of cancer is that no one is 100% guaranteed, even if you have this cancer, of surviving or dying or any particular outcome. It's all a question of probabilities. Triple negative is thought to be the worst and most aggressive in general, but that doesn't mean that you cannot survive triple negative breast cancer.
So you started to look at the genes to see what pattern of genes might predict.
That's right, because for many cancers, we do have targeted therapies. So what we're really trying to do is understand what are the targets in triple negative breast cancer that we can go after.
And what have you found?
First thing that we've done is try to understand some of the players that are responsible for one getting triple negative breast cancer. And it's a bunch of genes that effectively talk to each other as though they're in a relay race, where the first one hands off the flag to the next one, and you get this output. And the output is cell growth, cell survival, beyond what it should be, moving out, invading into the outer tissue, going into the bloodstream, moving out of the bloodstream into other tissues. So all of those are the byproducts of these interacting genes within your cell. And so we wanted to first characterize them to see who they are, to see whether they're potential targets, but initially at least, to ask whether we could use these sets of genes together to give us a signature or a test to tell us which women might be most vulnerable to a poor outcome for triple negative breast cancer, or which women would be likely to have a good outcome. So let's say someone has targeted triple negative breast cancer patients, then they'll generally say, oh, we should treat them all with chemotherapy because what else can we do? And what we're trying to say is that there are certain patients that we've going to predict are not going to be responsive to this kind of treatment. So don't even bother treating them with that. Let's see whether we can come up with novel treatments that speak more to the types of changes that are going on in these women. There are two tests that are out there and used clinically, and we found that if we use our genes and put them on top of essentially these tests and say, we'll stratify women based on these tests, and now we'll look at the ones that have a poor prognosis, can we find the ones out of this prognosis that maybe are a bit worse, which is not what anyone wants to be told. But it would actually tell you probably don't use standard treatment, do something else.
And you've got there with that. You've achieved that result.
We've achieved that result. But there are some novel therapies that are being developed. And you'd like to know which women would be more likely to benefit from these. And so we've been able to take other gene signatures that people have used. And we can take those patients and we can divide them out. It allows you to target your drugs to the women who would have the most benefit. So this isn't a huge effect, because again, we're probably talking about 10% of them, but if you're one out of 10 women, why would you want to take a drug that's not going to help you?
And is it giving you a clue to the drugs that would help that might be a surprise?
Yes. Now we're looking at the specific genes and asking whether we can target them or whether we can mimic the action of this natural drug that I started out talking about, which is able to target them, or whether we can essentially reinstate our natural drugs so we don't even have to do anything more than that.
And how far down the track are you with that?
At the moment, we have mouse models, and we can show that these are very effective in mouse models. We can drop our natural suppressor or inhibitor into mouse models and effectively completely suppress invasion and metastasis, all these bad things that happen. We can also get rid of these specific genes, and we can show that they are important for the progression. But we are using tricks to do that. We're not using drugs that you can give to people. The lowest hanging fruit would be to find drugs that are already in use and see whether one can use them. And so we have some ideas about some drugs that might be useful, but we haven't really gone and tested them carefully.
Marsha Rosner is Professor of Cancer Research at the University of Chicago.